And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, TikTok's death lasted about as long as the average viral dance, 6 hours or so of darkness before Donald Trump revived the Chinese-owned app with promises of American ownership. While Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary waves $20 billion at ByteDance, Trump is suggesting a 50-50 split with Beijing. But nobody's addressing the real threat, which is not just Chinese surveillance, but an algorithm designed to rewire young minds. 170 million Americans might just keep their digital addiction, but the deeper damage to attention spans and social development is continuing along unabated. The FBI's Office of Diversity and Inclusion has vanished into bureaucratic shadows days before Trump's return, though a maze of identity-based committees remain untouched. Director Chris Wray's silence on the timing speaks volumes as filing cabinets empty and shredders work overtime in Washington's familiar transition ritual. Well, Joe Biden's final attempt at legacy building crashed into mathematical reality as he declared the Equal Rights Amendment law despite expired deadlines and withdrawn state votes. What even Ruth Bader Ginsburg admitted, you can't count 2020 votes toward 1979 ratification? The constitutional gymnastics become harder to try to justify. A dark irony is unfolded in California as police discovered 135 child pornography videos linked to Pulitzer Prize winner Darren Bell, whose cartoons specialized in portraying others as threats to children. The Los Angeles Times contributor's work now serves as a case study in psychological projection rather than political commentary. The line between treatment and enablement blurred in New York as drug counselor Alvin Lewis allegedly moonlighted dealing crack cocaine to the community he was paid to help recover. Police found his product packaged and ready for sale at the same time his day job clients struggled toward sobriety. South Dakota's legislature waded into constitutional waters with a bill mandating 10 Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Senators John Carly and Phil Jensen's measure specifies exact dimensions for Moses' law while also including the Mayflower Compact and Declaration of Independence, mixing church and state in precisely measured doses. And Australian justice took a surreal turn when a judge factored gender identity into sentencing someone who abused their own child. The ruling set a chilling precedent where immutable biological reality matters less than shifting personal identification and determining consequences for harming children. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.